In Juneau, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña with a special report for Juneau's municipal elections. This year, seven candidates are running for three seats on the Juneau Assembly. Voting is happening now through October 6th. We asked the candidates why they're running, and here's what they said.
Maria Gladyszewski for the area-wide seat. I'm running because I'm concerned about the future of Juneau, and I have experience that I think will be useful as we navigate these next few years. I know that I've made a difference in the last few months regarding how the city responded to this, you know, once in a century event, global health crisis, economic crisis. I'd also say that the entire assembly really stepped up to lead through this event. And I'd like to continue with those colleagues as we continue to work our way through these really challenging times. None of us imagined we'd be navigating a global pandemic. And I'm not gonna lie, it has been incredibly difficult. But I think fellow assembly members stepped up, city staff stepped up, and community members really rallied to help get through this. And I'm proud of how we have done. You know, I've always said that I work for all of Juneau, not just for those who agree with me or who voted for me. And I'd like to continue to do that in the next few years.
My name is Alicia Hughes-Gandies, and I'm running for the assembly seat for District 1. I'm running because I feel a sense of responsibility to see this through. As somebody who was part of the initial response to the pandemic, I feel a real sense of responsibility to make sure Juneau comes out in good shape on the other side. And not only that, I'd like to see us continue making progress on some of the goals that are most important to me. I think that the working dynamic that we have on the assembly right now is really good, and I pride myself on working to help build consensus. So I think I'm part of that, but I think this is a time when we would benefit from someone who has experience.
My name is Kenny Solomon Gross. I'm running from Assembly Seat District 1. The events that have happened in the past few months have demanded more from our assembly members than at any time in the past. There is no playbook for governing during this pandemic. And even with that said, the next 6 months to a year, the assembly is going to have some tough choices to make. They're going to see things that they've never seen before. My experience in crisis management, operating a business, and raising a family as a single parent, and serving on many of our community boards and enterprise boards will give me a deep understanding of our community and how the operations of CBJ is. Myself, I'm a solution-driven person that knows how to build a consensus, and I have a proven record of bringing people together to solve problems. I want to bring my perspective and skills to serve District 1 on the CBJ Assembly.
I am Lacey Durr, and I'm running for the Assembly District 2 seat. I am running, I'm born and raised here in Juneau, and I am now raising a family of my own. I'm a homeowner, and you know, I've seen where Juneau has been. I see where Juneau is, and I see where Juneau can go. I want to be able to live here. I want to be able to retire here. I want my children to be able to find sustainable work and have the option to live here and not worry about sustainable work, the cost of living rising. And so we're in a time of tremendous change. We are looking at not only our social issues, but just economic issues, tourism, everything as a whole. So during this time, these trying times, we find our strength to, you know, want to push forward and make a difference and make a change. So I look forward to taking my experience here in Juneau and really moving forward and coming out of this pandemic stronger.
My name is Derek Genich, and I'm running for the District 2 seat on the Juneau Assembly. I'm running because I have been a lifelong born and raised Juneauite. I deeply care and love this community. My family's been involved here for a long time, and it just means the absolute world to me. I graduated from Juneau Douglas High School. I was educated here in town. I served as the first openly gay student body president there, and then I went on to study international relations and political science at Elon University. And now, after graduating amid the pandemic, cum laude as an Isabella Cannon Leadership Fellow, I am more excited than ever and more passionate than ever to be back in town here in the community that I care about and love most, to really try to affect positive change and represent Juneau's youth as the generation of tomorrow, as the generation that will inherit the impacts of what we choose to do now amid our current circumstances. So that is why I'm running and why I'm asking for the community's support.
My name is Robert Shoemake. I'm running for City Assembly in District 2. As a small business owner of budget appliance repair, I'm no stranger to trials and hard work. My business started with a need. I needed a job, so I created one. I built my business from the ground up through dedication, diligence, and a commitment to respectful and excellent customer service. I spend much of my day determining what is broken, finding a solution, and fixing the problem. I'm running for assembly because I want to be part of making things work. I know the challenges and difficulties for everyone that everyone is facing right now, and want to help safeguard our survival and plan for a prosperous future. I feel that the small business owner and the common citizen is largely unrepresented in our city government. We are shortchanging ourselves. We need someone who cannot afford not to balance the budget, a person who must go to work every day, a person who must succeed and produce results. As a Navy veteran, I took an oath to defend this country. The most dangerous enemy we currently face is division and hate.
My name is Christine Wall, and I'm running for the District 2 seat on the Juneau Assembly. So I have been serving the city for the last few years, and through that experience, I've seen the threads of a common vision for Juneau. Obviously, we're in a really important moment in history, and in the short term, we need assembly members who are going to make smart, informed decisions about our health and safety. But this moment is also an opportunity for us to think long term about how to meet that vision and make Juneau healthier, more resilient, and more just place to live. And I want to be part of that conversation.
You can learn more about voting in this year's local election and compare all of the candidates for Juneau Assembly and School Board using KTOO's Municipal Election Guide at ktoo.org/elections. Again, voting is happening now through October 6th. And now for a quick look at your local and statewide news. The coronavirus pandemic has caused a national increase in the number of people enrolling in the federal Medicaid health payment program, and Alaska residents are joining at unprecedented levels. Alaska Public Media reported Friday that more than 12,000 people in Alaska have joined the Medicaid over the last 6 months. The program, known in the state as Denali Care and Denali Kid Care, covered over 230,000 participants as of August 31st. That's nearly one in Alaska's every three residents, and most are children. Residents signing up the most include women, young adults, and residents of northern, western, and southwest Alaska. Officials in Yakutat are asking those who visited local businesses in the last 2 weeks to get tested for the coronavirus. That's after several out-of-state visitors to the remote community tested positive. The Yakutat COVID-19 Incident Command announced yesterday that the group visited Yakutat for about a week and left on September 20th. Some started showing symptoms while in Yakutat, others did not show symptoms, and others had symptoms once they left. They visited local restaurants, bars, and businesses. All of them have returned to their home states, according to a press release from Yakutat Public Safety. Local officials have reported no new resident cases since last week. They're reporting 8 total cases of the coronavirus and 2 active cases. One of those cases was tied to community spread. Officials at Denali National Park and Preserve in Alaska say a grizzly bear that was believed to have gotten into buildings and food storages over the last year has been euthanized. The park says the bear was captured Thursday, and park wildlife staff recommended it be euthanized because of its persistent behavior and the amount of food it had accessed. The adult male bear was deemed to be a safety concern for people and properties in the Wonder Lake and Kantishna area of the park. U.S. Senator Maria Cantwell says she'll support a bill to block a permit for the proposed Pebble Mine in southwest Alaska. The Washington State Democrat is also calling for an investigation into whether Pebble's CEO lied to Congress about the project. Cantwell's announcement today is more fallout from the undercover operation an environmental group ran that targeted Pebble executives. Pebble CEO Tom Collier resigned last week after the group released tapes of Collier and the CEO of Pebble's parent company bragging about their political pull to men they thought were investors. The executives also spoke of the mine as a 200-year project. Pebble's permit application is for 20 years. Cantwell wants the Justice Department to investigate whether Collier committed perjury when he told a House committee last year that Pebble, quote, has no current plans in this application or in any other way for expansion. The mine proposal is extremely unpopular among commercial fishermen of Bristol Bay, including many who are Cantwell's constituents. This is KTOO News.